Chapter 2. "What terrible weather," said Mr. Otis. "There are so many people in this country that they don't have enough good weather for everybody." "I have always thought going abroad is best."
"My dear Hiram," cried Mrs. Otis, "what can we do with a woman who faints?"
"Take it from her wages," said Mr. Otis. "That's what we would do if she broke something. She won't faint again after that." Mrs. Umney recovered quickly after that, but she looked desperate.
"There will be more haunting coming to this house, Mr. Otis," she said. "I have seen things here with my own eyes that would make anyone's hair stand on end. There have been many nights when I haven't been able to close my eyes. I've been so terrified of the horrible things that have been done."
Mr. Otis wasn't bothered about this. "My family and I are not afraid of ghosts, Mrs. Umney. You needn't be worried."
"But, sir, I'm so afraid that I think I may need to leave Canterville Chase, sir," said Mrs. Umney.
"What?" cried Mrs. Otis. "But we need you here, Mrs. Umney. We're new to Canterville, and we need you to help us."
"If I could have a little more wages, that might help to make me less frightened," said Mrs. Umney.
"Very well," said Mr. Otis. "But you must stay, Mrs. Umney, and you will see there really is no ghost." The family were tired, and they had nothing more to learn this evening, so they all went to bed. The storm raged all night, but nothing strange happened. However, the next morning, when the family came down for breakfast, they were surprised to find the terrible bloodstain on the library floor again.
"I don't think it's because of Pinkerton's Champion stain remover," said Washington.
"I've tried it before on different stains, and it's always been very effective. It must be the ghost." He got the black stain remover and cleaned the stain away, but the second morning, it was back. Again Washington cleaned it away, but the third morning, it was also there, even though the library had been locked at night by Mr. Otis, who had carried the key up to his bedroom. Washington continued scrubbing the bloodstain every day, and the next morning it was there again. The Otis family were not frightened, but everyone was beginning to believe in the Canterville ghost. Mrs. Otis thought about joining the Haunted House Society in Ascot, so she could learn about other haunted houses. Washington wrote a long letter to Mr. Pinkerton about the problems of using his cleaning product on bloodstains. Even Mr. Otis thought he had been a little quick to say he didn't believe in ghosts. That night, something happened that made everybody in the house finally believe in the existence of the ghost. The day had been warm and sunny, and in the cool evening, the family went out for a drive together. They returned home at 9 o'clock and had a light supper. The conversation had been about popular actresses, American food, and the difficulty of buying American ingredients in England, New York, the weather, English tea, and how they couldn't always understand English people, although they all spoke English. No one had talked about ghosts or Sir Simon de Canterville, so they were not at all prepared for what happened later. At 11 o'clock, the family went to bed, and by 11:30, all the lights were out. Soon after Mr. Otis fell asleep, he was woken up by a strange noise in the corridor outside his bedroom. It sounded like the rattle of iron chains, and it seemed to be coming nearer, moment by moment. Mr. Otis got out of bed and lit a candle. He looked at his watch. It was exactly 1 o'clock. He was quite calm, and he could feel his heart beating steadily. The strange rattle continued, and then he heard the sound of heavy footsteps approaching. He put on his slippers, took a small bottle out of his bag, and opened the door. Right in front of him, he saw, in the pale moonlight, a terrible old man. His eyes were red. Long grey hair fell over his shoulders, and his ancient garments were stained and torn. Heavy iron chains hung from his arms and legs.
"My dear sir," said Mr. Otis, "I really must insist that you oil your chains. I've brought you a bottle of Tammany Rising Sun Lubricator, so you can do it. It is very efficient, and you only need to use it once to stop that terrible rattle. If you read the bottle, you will see that many customers have written reviews there. I'll leave it here for you by the bedroom candles. I'll be happy to give you some more if you need it."
With these words, Mr. Otis put the bottle on the table, closed his door, and went back to bed. The Canterville ghost didn't move for a moment, because he was so shocked and offended. Then he threw the bottle onto the floor with a crash, and fled down the corridor with a horrible moan. A green light seemed to come from him as he ran. He had just reached the top of the oak staircase when a door was thrown open and two little boys in white nightclothes appeared. A large pillow flew past the ghost's head. He had to escape immediately, so he quickly used his ghostly knowledge of physics to disappear through the wall. The wall closed behind him, and the house was quiet again.